Welcome back to the show, Brian Rich from Consumers Energy, Chief Customer Officer. So if we have complaints, we call you, Brian?
That's right. That's right, Greg. It's good to be back to you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, we're talking about rate usage this summer, and I guess how, boy, we've had a hot week here, how people can save.
That's right. You know, historically, consumers, energy customers, and most customers, the factor of their bill at the end of the month is how much energy they use, and starting the summer, it will also be when they use it. So real quickly, kind of a quick rule of thumb for customers, starting June 1st until the end of September, we are rolling out what's called the summer peak rate. And what that means is between the hours of 2 and 7 p.m., the rate will be a little bit more expensive when there is heavy demand on our system as people are firing up their air conditioners. The good news for customers is outside of those hours and for the other 8 months of the year, rates will be lower. So over the course of the year, there is no change. But if customers can take a couple of modest changes during that period of time, they can actually save money and take control of their bill.
You really need a programmable thermostat, don't you, Brian?
You know, that is by far and away the best way to manage through this. Just putting the programmable smart thermostat on your wall, we've seen can lower a customer's energy bill right off the gate between 10 to 15%. Mm-hmm. And then we have a smart thermostat program which can actually then optimize the thermostat for these peak periods of the day. And what it could do is potentially pre-cool your home a little bit more in the morning and manage the temperature throughout the day. But I will tell you also, Greg, there's a lot of low-tech solutions, too, before we even get to the smart thermostat. Change filters on your air conditioning. Think about times of day where you do tasks such as running the dishes or washing your clothes. And just those little differences alone can make a dramatic difference before we even get to the smart thermostat.
So you should, do that at night?
That's right. Or any time outside of those 2 to 7 p.m. window, whatever works best for people. But just those modest adjustments will make a huge difference. And then, as we mentioned, the smart thermostat for me has been a tremendous game changer to be able to manage through this as well.
So, Brian, how does that work with your bill where you get, where you guys average up the monthly bill for 12 months out of the year?
What we do is we look back at both individual customers and all of our customers, and we look at their expected consumption. And over the course of the 12-month year, effectively, there's no revenue change for consumers' energy. But during these brief windows of time, the rate starts to vary, where historically it's been consistent throughout the whole year.
So I can pay the same, generally the same rate every month?
Well, we have plans called our budget bill plan where you could effectively sign up for the same price every month, and then we'll give you tips and tricks throughout the year to make sure that you're managing and not getting a true-up.
Right.
But that's more about how much you're paying versus how much the bill is. What we really want to do is just make sure customers know that if they do nothing with this rate change, they might see a little bit. We're seeing on average about a $2 increase for customers if they do nothing. However, if they take these few tips that we just talked about, changing some of the times a day that they do some of these tasks around the house, changing filters in their air conditioner, and obviously, as you and I talked about, the smart thermostat, they can actually take control of their bill, dramatically save money. And it really helps us from avoiding having to build peak power plants. Our system doubles during the summer when people put on their air conditioner.
Right.
And really what we're trying to do is avoid building plants that sit idle for 10 months a year and then are just needed on these few days a year.
How about energy supplies for the summer? In good shape?
We feel great. You know, we've looked across the country at what's happened in other states like Texas and U.S., Texas and California, and we are really pleased with the model that we have in Michigan here. We feel very good going into the summer that we've got adequate supply. We plan for both extreme heats and extreme colds, and we feel good. This is more about making sure that we don't have to build future plants as we look out going forward. And we can actually manage with the supply of fleet that we have. But we feel great going into the summer.
How concerned are you guys when you see a story like Colonial Pipeline?
Well, I mean, the cybersecurity of our system is incredibly important. We've read and we've gotten the details of that particular incident. We feel confident that we could weather an event like that. We've got a program and we do tests all the time. But you can see how just, you know, a set of criminals who have bad intent can actually wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure. We have to stop thinking about a separation of physical infrastructure and cyber infrastructure because they are increasingly becoming one and the same. But as I mentioned, we do tests. We've got a great working with the state of Michigan and the federal government on regulations that we have to comply to, and we feel confident.
Do you get attacked on a regular basis? Is that something you have to go through?
It's yes. I mean, the truth is that everybody gets attacked on a regular basis. Quite often, a lot of them are unsophisticated, but we do see more sophisticated attacks. The nice thing about some of what's advanced over the last couple of years is the federal government shares information with us. So as one of our industry peers or energy peers see something on their system, there's more information flowing between other companies so that we can look for something on our system. The most important thing we've done is we've trained our 8,500 coworkers that when they see something malicious in their email, not to click. So we've really worked hard to make sure that people understand what they can do to keep our system safe, and we feel really good about it.
Do you have like a war room where you watch all this?
We do, 24/7, where we're watching all the things on our system. And this is true for any critical infrastructure provider in this case. We get alerts when we see things on our system. But as I mentioned, we've made big investments to make sure that we can continue to keep it secure. Because if we were to get hit, that would affect the electric and gas that goes to our customers.
So you guys are going back to the office in July, I guess.
That's the plan. We are excited to open back up in July. We miss downtown Jackson terribly. We know we make a big impact on that community. We had given our employees the date of July 1st for quite some time. We wanted people to have peace of mind as the school year ends, that they don't have to pick up and move and get back to the office. That's our plan, is to reopen on July 1st. And we know we make a big difference in the community of Jackson. And I for one, am excited to get back into the office. It's been too long.
Brian, great talking to you. Keep up the good work.
Good to be with you again, Greg. Thanks.
Take care. Brian Rich, Chief Customer Officer with Consumers Energy. So that, you know, 2 to 7 window, take it easy on that.